Yeah, that's no way to start the show, he says. Informatively, yet accurately. Oh my god. Okay, it is 1930 UTC. That ding, 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 ding should tell you something, too. Oh, this is gonna be tricky. This is gonna be difficult. Okay. Ow. Alright, what was I talking about? It's 1930 UTC. This is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And today we find ourselves at Herrenhaven. We haven't been at Herrenhaven for quite a few days due to all of our mushroom hunting activities. We are not mushroom hunting today. It did not rain overnight. I sort of thought it was going to, but no, it is a nice sunny day today. Partly cloudy. We got a little bit of breeze. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit or about 16 degrees Celsius. And I'm walking up here to the, well, what used to be the prairie grass plots. And there's a big orange sign on here that says, Pollinator Habitat Project. Native wildflowers provide valuable habitat for pollinating insects, grassland songbirds, pheasants, and quail. Pollinators impact 75% of the global food supply, are keystone indicators of environmental health, and their populations are in decline. To learn more about pollinators, contact Pheasants Forever at www.nobodygivesacrap. And so there's lots of little orange surveyors flags here in this plot. I mean, literally 100 in this 20 meter by 30 meter section of land. Yeah, I heard about this from from Sam. Yeah, the prairie grass plots being remade into just sort of a wild prairie. Catch as catch can for lower maintenance, I'm sure. And the Pheasants Forever people have been contacted, and they're going to be the ones doing it. Because we don't, you know... Hey, what's that bird flying over there? There's big birds circling. I see one big giant bird, two big giant birds that have got to be turkey vultures. One of them's flying over. Yeah, that's definitely a turkey vulture. Then there's a hawk just flew off. So yeah, turkey vultures are coming. And as I start walking around the building here, I hear a woodpecker. You hear that guy? Where is he? I bet he's up in that cottonwood tree. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. All right, anything going on back here? Ooh. Has that been cleaned out, or did somebody just rake up the leaves? All right. Yeah, you can probably hear that woodpecker up there machine gunning us. That's one of those little dudes. That's one of those, what do they call them? I don't know, I'm not a bird guy. As I walk around the dragonfly pond, we can get closer to this tree that this woodpecker is in. I'll take my sunglasses off. Got my regular glasses on. Is that him? No, that's not him. Well, so anyway, yeah, there's a big woodpecker up there. Actually, it's kind of a little woodpecker. He's making fun sounds. Whew, I got my shorts on. Got my short sleeve shirt on, as opposed to yesterday, wearing my pants and my coat and everything. It's a little cool, but it's nice. The sun is warm when it peeks out, and everything's great, except for my right knee. Let's look in this hole. Let's look in this Mati hole. No action. Oh my god, people, I gotta tell you that I have been injured once again. And I know what you're thinking. a lot of regular listeners are thinking, I bet he injured his knee while he was sleeping again. Tobe's got to be the only person I know who injures himself while sleeping. Well, it's true. It's true that I do often injure myself sleeping. And no one can offer any explanation for this extraordinarily peculiar phenomenon. But I have to admit, although I did wake up 4 or 5 times overnight with my knee just screaming at me, I don't think I actually injured it sleeping. I remember, I think I know what happened. I went into my office / studio /, you know, whatever room last night at about 1 or 2 a.m. to shut down my computer and stuff. And instead of sitting down in the chair and typing like I normally would, I was just standing. I was sort of standing over the over the table, and I was bent over, type, type, type. And when I got done,